Hello.
Hi, Anita. This is Sarah. How are you?
I'm not too.
I
It
know.
was aggravating because all she had to do was say early on, I'm more be able to get
I
here.
know. I'm sorry. I am calling because I do have somebody who's able to get over to you tomorrow. She's not going to be your permanent caregiver, but at least to get you some help tomorrow. Are you around?
Yes.
Okay, so she'll be there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. All
Hope
right,
this
and
one
she'll
comes
work with
through.
you tomorrow, 10 to 2. She is on another case, but she had time, so she's not going to be your permanent caregiver. But we're going to make this work until we find. I'm working on getting you staffed right now, and if I find a permanent caregiver before end of day, I will let you know. But otherwise, just know that Darla is her name. And she's been working with us for a while now, and she will be there from 10 to 2 tomorrow.
Well, did you explain to her that I live up here
Yes, you live out
in,
by the airport, right?
yes, by
Yeah.
Franklin Mills? And
Yes.
because all she kept saying is, I don't know if I'm going to get there. Okay. And she even called my emergency contact. You didn't have to do that. I'm here. You talked to me.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
She didn't
Please.
even talk to me, so that was weird. I'm gonna talk to her,
Yeah.
but we're gonna find you someone, okay? I apologize for that. And Darla will be there tomorrow morning at 10. She knows exactly where you live,
Okay.
and she's familiar with the area, and she will be there, okay?
Okay, let's try. 'Cause it's, I'm sick. I don't need that
I
aggravation.
know. I understand. It's just, I mean, I understand completely. I am going to find a permanent caregiver, but I don't want you to be alone throughout the weekend.
Okay.
So
Okay.
she's gonna assist you.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right,
Appreciate it.
Anita. Thank you. Bye-bye.